last year I joined the village board over in Matherville, and I was discussing with some of our board members what we could do to maybe improve some of the things that we have in Matherville. And obviously the kind of the most unique feature that we have is that we do have a lake that, you know, a lot of people fish and kayak on and things like that. And back in the 60s and 70s, I hear stories about how it was such a hot spot for Mercer County. So, you know, exercise and walking and things like that are becoming more and more popular. It has a natural layout there through the old campground that I've walked back in the past. And I thought that, man, if we could really kind of clear this off and make it accessible to everybody, that this would be something that, you know, people from Matherville and even the larger Mercer County area could really enjoy.
And you've received some help in the process through the Roy J. Carver Charitable Trust and also the Looser Flake Foundation. So you can really get some momentum rolling when you get help like that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so through my research and my father-in-law, he talked to me about the Roy J. Carver Trust. And Roy J. Carver was from Matherville at one point and started one of his first companies there. So I contacted their trust, and they were very interested. And within about a month or 2 months last year that we wrote the grant, we got everything approved, and they made a sizable grant donation to us. And then Kyle McEwen with the Mercer County Better Together, that they contacted us about a larger park project through all the municipalities here in Mercer County. And so we worked with them and were able to obtain another grant through the Looser Flake Foundation. And so really it's a great starting point where now we can get this project going. If we want to add to it or do other things as we move forward, I think that there's going to be some opportunities for that. So I'm really, really fortunate with all the help that we've been able to receive from many different people and organizations.
And you're hoping the finish date is before July the 2nd. And why that would be important, because that kind of leads up to the fireworks display for Matherville Lake.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is the plan. And so we try to kind of make it full circle with that. I mean, our fireworks show, I think, is kind of a hidden gem. I mean, I think that it is one of the best in the area. Our fire department does a tremendous job with that. And so we draw a big crowd to Matherville for that single event. And so it would be really nice if it would coincide with that the event of the fireworks. And so if we can have that done, people get to see it, maybe get some exposure, and then people can enjoy both of those types of things at the same time. So that is the plan. I think that we're on schedule. There's already things that are going on with it right now. And so ideally that is what occurs.